okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistake. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say
you're too big,
hey, forever. You're too wise.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Welcome to Sister to Sister for this Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. I'm your host, Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my wonderful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. At the top of the program, you heard Brother Travis Green with Thank You for Being God. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow your heads with us as we go to the Lord. Oh, Most High, we come right now in the name of Jesus, just thanking you for being God, just lifting up your holy and mighty name. Father God, we just come tonight just to give you thanks. Tonight, Father God, we would like to invite you to be our guest of honor in our gratitude party, Lord. We're just coming to say we give you thanks, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Now, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bless every listener. I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone who is in the sound of my voice will want to share your goodness with the world on tonight. And, Father, I just pray that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, my Lord and my God, that they will come to you and ask you to be their Lord and their Savior. Father God, we're asking that you, hallelujah, wrap your arms around those who are homeless tonight, those who are bereaved. My Lord, those who are hungry, helpless, hurting, Lord God. We know here that every day is a day of thanksgiving. But we know some don't feel like they have anything to be grateful for. So, Lord, we just pray for them now, and we lift them up to you. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we do pray. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we want to praise God on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus, because tonight we are just going to have a gratitude party for the Lord. You know, we constantly go to the Lord and we ask him for things and, you know, and we need to. We're praying for the condition of this world and we're just constantly going and asking and going and asking. But on tonight, we're just going up there to say thank you. Lord, we didn't come up here to ask you for a thing. We're just coming up here tonight to say thank you. That's why tonight's program is entitled, Oh, Give Thanks. But before we get down to the praising of his holy name, our sister, our Christian reporter from the streets, has some information that is time sensitive that she needs to share with some of our brothers and sisters out there in her area. So for right now, we are, as we glorify God even within ourselves, we are going to ask Evangelist Michelle to come and share with us this news, because it is our desire to not only edify, but we want to equip and to educate you. So, Evangelist, would you please come forth with that good news for the folks out there where you live?
Thank you so much, Bishop, and welcome everyone near and far. The program and the information in which Bishop speaks of is a federally funded, a government program that can benefit lots of people in the Fairfield and Sassoon area here in California and some of the adjoining cities that's adjoining them. So you would have to actually call the banks to find out if your housing address that you own fall within the borders. It's called the Federal Modified Mortgage Program, and this program, it will allow anyone in this area who owns a home and owe less than $625,000 or less. So if you owe $625,000 on your property or less, you would qualify automatically This is for everybody. You don't have to be low income. It doesn't matter. They're trying to help people during this crisis. And so you would qualify to get a $350 a month deduction off of your mortgage. So you add 350 times 12, that's a lot of money you're saving on the year. And a lot of people have been fortunate enough to write off their mortgages completely. So this is a great thing for people who were facing financial difficulties and not knowing if they would even be able to pay their mortgages at all. And for that reason, a lot of banks are really upset right now because the banks feel that they're losing out because the government is finally trying to do something to benefit, good people here. So I know a lot of African Americans, we are very skeptical about a lot of things, but I want to tell you that this is no time. This is a really good and a true and an honest program. I know people that have done it. They have reduced their mortgages, and one has actually was able to pay their home off, and the other ones, they just reduced them very significantly and have come closer to being able to burn that mortgage. So I'm telling you that I try to get out and get you guys information that could help you and that can bless you. So I wouldn't bring you nothing that wasn't real. So that it's timely because a lot of people are skeptical and they don't believe the government would do nothing for them. And so the deadline is January 1st. And so there's still so much more money in this granting fund. And because people have been skeptical, they have been missing out on this. So anybody that's in the Fairfield or Sassoon City or neighboring counties, you really need to look into the Federal Modified Mortgage Program and see if you qualify for this. And the only qualification is that you own your home and you owe $625,000 or less. That's the only qualification.
Amen.
You own it.
Hallelujah.
So I thank you, and good luck. God bless you all.
Amen, my sister. Amen. Okay, now we're going to get down to what we came up in here to do tonight. Saints of God, like I said, so many times with everything going on in the world and in our families, we up there, we just go up there to the Lord, you know, and we just ask for this and we ask for that. And, yeah, we give him praise and, you know, we tell him he's awesome and we tell him he's wonderful, but how often do we just go up to go into the presence of the Lord to say, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you mean to me in my life. So that's exactly what we're going to do here tonight. We're just going to say thank you. We're not going before God to complain. We're not going to God before God to do anything but to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. So we're going to go. I'm so glad, and I'm thanking the Lord already because my mother is in the house tonight, and because she wanted to just be in the house. She misses her family, and she wanted to come out tonight and just give the Lord a word of praise because she's still here. So we're going to start with Mother Mitchell, and then I'm going to go to Mother Mattie, and if anybody else wants to chime in, I'll be addressing you shortly. Amen. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. As most of you know, I'm really having a spell with a little bit of sickness, and part of that sickness has been a lot of acute pain. They're telling me I may need a hip replacement, wanted to come tonight to say to the Creator of all things that was created, Father God, I want to say thank you because I am still here in spite of the acute pain. Then I want to say, thank you, Lord Jesus, my Redeemer, my you did a finished work on the cross for me, and that's one of the reasons I'm still here, because the prayers of the righteous has been going up, and people have been praying for me out of Zion, and I just thank you, Holy Ghost, for being my comforter in these times, because it has really been hard. And so I just thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my very soul that you have kept me, because it has really been hard. And I can't walk, and I can't stand long enough to cook myself food right now. So I just wanted to share a thank you and a praise with you. A young lady that I know was out to see me yesterday, and she came today. She sent someone to my door, and she said, "I'm looking for Miss Shirley Snyder Mitchell." And I said, "I'm Shirley Mitchell." And she said, "I have a delivery for you, and I'm going to make this quick. I know other people got to talk." And she said, "I have a delivery for you. I want to tell you, saints, that your prayers are being answered. That lady had in a brown sack enough food for three people. And I tell you, it was wonderful. And I enjoyed part of it for my supper tonight. I didn't have to worry about, Lord, what am I going to find to fix, and can I stand up long enough to fix it?"
Amen.
Or anything. So I just want to thank all my sisters and brothers and the saints who are praying for me, who are sustaining me, and who are keeping me in the land of the living, because God has more things for me to do. And
That's right.
Just want to thank all of my brothers and sisters who are praying for me. And don't stop. I'm not out of the woods yet. I go to the orthopedist on Monday, and I'll know a little bit more about what's going on with my hip and my leg. They're saying it may be a hip replacement. It may be this.
Amen.
We don't know anything.
Come on, we don't know.
So just keep praying for me that I can hold on and that I can do what God wants me to do. Thank you, baby.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Mother Maxine, come on in the room.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't know you. I didn't know you would be on the air this evening. My mind told me to tune in. I know that was God. I just got home. I had to go to the store. My mind said, "Tune in." I've been praying for you, Bishop Cook. I've been praying for you, Evangelist Michelle Scott. I had heard that you were very, very sick, and Evangelist Michelle Scott told me the other day that you was doing better and that she was sick.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've been praying for both of you, because the prayers of the righteous avail of much around the throne of God.
Amen.
And I just thank God. First of all, I thank God that both of you are feeling better.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just pray to just told the Lord to just touch you where you are, touch you. And I thank God for answering my prayer. I thank God, Bishop Cook, you feeling better. I thank God, Evangelist Michelle Scott, you feeling better. Praying for blessings for you and your families. Not only is tomorrow Thanksgiving, but every day is Thanksgiving.
There you go.
When
that's what I'm talking about.
When God when he touches with his wonderful, beautiful hands and fingers of love, grace, his grace is sufficient, his mercy, his love, his kindness.
Yes.
He touches his one and his open eyes.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving every day. I'm just thankful and grateful to the Almighty God for all that he has done for me. I thank Jesus for all that he's done for me, because both of them are worthy to be praised. I thank them for what they have done. I thank them for what they're doing right this very moment.
We're
doing the future. And I'm just praying that all of you, Bishop Cook, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Pastor Scott, all of you, and the lady that just spoke, Mrs. Mitchell, all of you have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. And I'm so glad both of you ladies feel better. That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yes. Thank you. God bless you, Mother Matthew, for your prayers, too.
God bless you.
We're going to go to, I think this is our other mother, Mother Giving. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You in the house?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Praise
Good evening. I love you all. Good evening, Bishop Clark and Evangelist Scott and all the others who are on the line listening. But I just want to say I thank the Lord God for giving me longevity at being the age of 92 and being in my right mind and caring for myself and having a loving granddaughter, having shelter and food and my friends, my family, my neighbors.
There's so many
things I can thank him for. And I just love the Lord. I thank him for keeping me and my family from this dreadful virus. And I just pray and thank God for our new elected president and vice president. And, oh, God, I'm so thankful for so many things. And there's so much that I can thank him for, but he knows the things that I need.
Hallelujah.
I should say thank you for. And I want to wish all of you a very, very happy holiday season and a blessed Thanksgiving. And thank you so much for listening. And I love you all.
We love you too,
Amen.
Mother.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. See, this makes
love
you feel
too.
Good when you can
love
just
you too,
come together
Jesus.
And just
love
say, Lord, we just coming as a family, a whole family, to say thank you. Look,
thank
we just
you,
want
Lord.
You to know
thank
that we appreciate you, Father God, you know, and we coming as a family. We're going to make sure we get heard because we going together. We singing a hallelujah, our own hallelujah chorus. Praise God.
Yes,
now
you,
I'm going down.
You
know, I love these two individuals, and I'm always messing with them. Because I said, we're going to go down to the Arizona compound. Well, you know, I think I'll be speaking those things, you know. So right now, we're going to go down to the Arizona compound to our dear Holloway family. Apostle and prophet, hallelujah.
Right.
Come on in the room and tell God what you're grateful for. Just say thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. We just thank God tonight of giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Because I thank God for taking me through this year. It has been a year of excruciating pain. But I had to thank God for those that prayed with me and for me and those that God put on their heart. And I knew it was God because they would call and say, what's going on? And Bishop is one of them. She's a quick one. What's going on down there? And I just praise God. I'm so grateful. It's just so many, you know, that God had put them, put on their hearts to pray for us. And I thank God for the victory tonight. I thank God for making provision and favor and opening doors that no man can close. I just thank God for taking us through this season. I thank God for intercession, for how God has been having me pour out my heart this year for many things, for the government, for all of, for Arizona, for just lots of things. I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy when we messed up or when I messed up, that God is a forgiving God. His mercy endures forever. And I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, because he paid the price so that I could have the victory, so that we could have the victory. I thank God for provision, because I remember the years when we would say, where are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? Did we have enough money to buy a this or do with that? But I just thank God for provision tonight, and that we are cooking. Apostle is cooking a turkey. I thank God for the sister that sent sweet potatoes and ribs. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes.
So I'm thanking, I'm lifting up God tonight. There's no complaint. I thank God for my healing. I thank God for totally complete healing. Thank you, Father God. We lift you up tonight and glorify your name. I just give God the glory, and I'm going to pass the phone to Apostle. I know
Amen.
He's got
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I first want to give honor to God.
Yes.
For his grace and his mercy. I want to thank God for his son who died on Calvary's Hill, that we might be reconciled back to him.
Yes,
I want to thank God this evening that it was God who brought me out of a place that I didn't think I'd never come out.
That's right.
It was said that I would never make it out of the war. They said, you're going over there and you're going to get killed. They even said while I was there, the folks on my side, on our side, were saying, we want you to go out in the field and get killed. So I give God praise that God turned it around.
Father God.
And those same folks, I wish no harm on them, but the United States Congress came into play, and those same folks that said they wanted me killed, God sent the messenger, and they got busted. But I want to thank God that I made it out. It was out of scratch. And I want to thank God, when I came into salvation. I thank God that I was able to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to thank God when we got married, didn't have a dime, but God. He blessed us. He blessed our socks off. He blessed our socks off. And I want to give God the praise and glory. He touched folks' hearts to pay part
bless
of our going down to Carmel on our honeymoon. I want to thank God for the time that we had to give up our duplex, and we went into a transitional house. And God kept that roof over our head. Even after the city closed it down, God saw fit to give us a place to stay. And I just want to thank God, even in the city shelter, I just want to thank God.
Amen.
I just want to thank God.
Hallelujah.
And somebody would knock on the door. I just want to thank God for the people that came and knocked on the door and said, God, come
thank you.
Take us to Costco and say, okay, this is both. And just say, go shop. I just want to thank God. I want to thank
Amen.
God we came to Arizona and didn't have two cents. But God. We didn't have no place to stay. We didn't have no place to stay, and a couple took us in and blessed our socks off for Christmas.
Yes, yes.
And now,
Amen.
Lord, thank
and
you.
And I give God praise. God bless you to the house. God bless
you. Hallelujah.
And I just wanna today to give God thanks and give him praise, glory, and honor for what he's
Amen.
Done for us. And I thank God. I thank God for you all. I thank God
Amen.
For you,
glory.
For being
thank
on
you,
this,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
podcast. Jesus. Thank you.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet. Hallelujah. They grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. We just saying thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're just saying thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So
yes.
Now I'm going to have my little sister come on in the house. Hallelujah. Our little Christian reporter in the field, she be getting the 411 that we as believers need to know. Hallelujah. So come on in the room and tell God what you're grateful for. And if bruh's around, just toss the phone on over to him when you're done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I just want to say that I thank God for the peace that he brought back into my once hectic life. I thank him for the love, the unconditional love that I received from all of my Spirit Alive family, people that I've never even laid eyes on, but they pray for me and my family. They pray for my health and strength. I thank God for placing those jewels in our life. I thank him for my health and strength. I thank him for the very breath that I'm breathing. I thank him for my family. I thank him for my friends. I thank him for Bishop Sherlene Cook and for the spirit that she possessed, because not all servant leaders are as she is. And I just thank him for her and for her mentorship. I thank him just for the assembly of the beautiful people at Spirit of
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. The person that he has blessed to mentor me in my life. I thank him
thank
for
you, Lord.
The ones who have passed on that he allowed to impact my life while they walked.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because they left a part of them inside of me when they left. So they still live on, and I plan to be a part of
thank
that
you, Jesus.
Somebody
else.
I just thank him for my children and for their health and strength, and I thank him for my husband's health and strength, and I just thank him just for another day. I thank him for a God of second chances, and when I don't get it right, he gives me the opportunity to try again. So I thank him for that, and thank him for the people that he has presented to me to mentor, and I know that he's going to give me all the tools that I need. To
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And your brother is here.
Amen.
All right, come
Amen.
On in the room.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There was a song I used to sing in the male chorus, and it was called "Thank You, Jesus, for One More Day."
Yeah.
It said, "Lord, I'm before you once again, coming to you as I do day by day. I'm not asking for anything this time. I just want to thank you for one more day." And I'm so thankful for that one more day, because
Hallelujah.
One more day allowed me to live on to touch somebody else's life.
That's
one more
right.
day allowed somebody else to touch my life.
Oh.
One more
Come
day
on,
allowed me to be able to meet Bishop Cook, where
Hallelujah.
She can instill in me certain things. And one more day allowed me to come to even Good Shepherd and get some nurturing there. And one more day allowed me to one day marry my wife. One more day allowed me
Hallelujah.
to
Thank you,
Lord. Glory.
One more day. Today I have to live for him.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Today he's blessed me, and I'm so thankful that I can't help but to praise him.
Come on now.
I can't help but to praise him.
Hallelujah.
So thank you,
Hallelujah.
God, for one more day.
Thank you,
God,
yes.
for one more day.
Yes.
One more
yes.
one more time that I can move, I can speak your word, I can live your word, Father God.
Yes,
thank you so
glory.
Much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm. Ooh, glory. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Now, see, ooh, Lord, when you can't hear, ooh, when we just say thank you, it's the power of saying thank you. You know, if it means so much to the people down here, just, you know, how will it make, you know, how must it make God feel when we acknowledge all that he's done for us?
Yes.
When we say to God, we understand it's not about the cars and the houses and the this and the that. It's about the one more day. It's about you bringing me through. It's about you sustaining me. It's about being my physical food and my spiritual food every day. That's what I hear my brothers and sisters say. Hallelujah. See, they're concerned about the things that matter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle Zeta, dear Mother Apostle Zeta, come on in the room because I know you can thank him. And
oh,
thank him
yeah.
just now.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say that I think I'm very thankful that I have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I am so thankful for that. That means more to me than anything, my salvation. And knowing that he died for my sins so that I could be free, praise God, so that I could live for him. And so I thank him for that tonight. I want to personally thank Spirit Alive, all of the servant leaders, all of those, and even some on the outside that aren't servant leaders. I want to just thank all of you for praying for me. I really did need it. I didn't even realize how much I needed it until Sunday morning. And you all prayed for me on Monday night. And I am so thankful because I feel so much different.
Hallelujah.
You know, the prayers of the righteous do avail as much.
Yes,
because I feel right now I don't feel like I'm going through anything.
Well,
I don't feel like I've been through anything. That's how I feel.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord answered the prayers. And it didn't take him long either.
Hallelujah.
I thank him for blessing us and giving us what we need at the time.
When we need it, amen.
Yes, amen. And he does that. And I know many of you know that as well, that he will do that. He is our provider. He does make a way for us. Praise
amen.
God. He provides our every provision. Hallelujah, whatever we need. And sometimes we have to wait for certain things, but we can know that we know, because we know him, we can know that he's coming through. No matter
Amen.
What it is, hallelujah, he is going to come through. And so
that's right.
With that, I actually just walk in expectation. And a lot
that's
of times
it.
I don't know where it's coming from or who it's coming from or who the Lord may touch the heart of, or what resource he may tap into in my behalf, but I just know that it's going to take place.
Yes,
and
amen.
I just praise him for it. I just really do. I really praise and thank God tonight for my life in him. I thank him for my family. I thank him for those that are saved and those that are not yet saved, but I'm believing for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And my cousin that just passed away made peace with the Lord prior to
glory
departing.
To God.
So I praise God. Hallelujah. I praise him. And all we have to do is just keep praying. Just keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
Keep trusting.
Yes.
Keep believing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there are times, you know, we're not exempt because we are saints of God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We already know that there are certain things we're going to go through in this life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
But we have to know and realize that we must press on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No backing up, no giving up,
no turning around,
like that.
None of that.
But
Mm-mm.
in some situations, we just have to press on. Hallelujah. Because
Hallelujah.
We already know about the end. We already know. We already know that where we are going to end up. Praise God.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So we keep preparing, keep pressing. Hallelujah. Keep doing the things of God. Praise God. And that's what I'm doing. And I praise God for the strength that he has given me.
All right.
I thank
that's good.
For my life, like somebody said, because last year I had a stroke having a service. We were actually in service and had broke for our, you know, for our fellowship meal. And right after I cut cake for everybody that wanted cake, I had a stroke. But God, hallelujah.
But God.
That was last year. This year, I didn't have any signs of it at all.
Amen.
But other things happened. But the Lord was on the scene. Hallelujah. So
yes,
I praise
thank
him tonight.
You, Jesus.
I praise him for everything that he has done, everything that he's doing, and everything that he's yet going to do in my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else, there's still time. If you'd like to join in and just give God a thank you, kindly press your one. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And Hallelujah. Because I know if you're in the sound of my voice right now, you got a reason to say thank you. Because
Amen.
You're in the sound of my voice right now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. If you are in the sound of my voice right now, you got a reason to say hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you what. But while I wait, I'm gonna tell you what I'm thankful for. First and foremost, I'm thankful for my salvation.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I understand that every good and perfect gift comes from God. Because everything that he has given me, hallelujah, has served me well. You see, that love that he instilled down in me blesses me to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah, that peace that he has given me, it surpasses all understanding. And this joy that he gave to me, it's not based on my happenstances or my circumstances, but it is a gift from God, and I have it, and I decide every day that I'm going to live a joyous life simply because he loved me enough to wake me up, as my brother said, for that one more day.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I praise God that he equipped me. Not only through the power of his Holy Spirit, but through the people that he has placed around me.
Yes,
first of all, I thank God for the mother that I have.
Yes.
I thank God for her training and the foundation that she laid when I was a little girl at 9 doing Bible studies in our home.
Thank you.
And then I praise God because, because I had a mother like her, I can praise God that I recognize mothers like Mother Givens and Mother Mattie.
Yes,
see, they
Lord.
Not no play Christians, okay? They've been
Amen.
Around. They've seen some things. They know what time it is.
Amen.
And whether they call you on it or not, they praying for you, okay?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
And then he gave me spiritual mothers, like a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetess, now on the scene.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Spiritual dads.
Yes.
Pastor Charles Bennett.
Thank you.
Now I've got one that's coming along, you know, that can just sit and just keep an eye out. We got Apostle Holloway.
Amen.
I got little brothers that do not play. They love God.
Thank you,
that's why I got brothers like Sylvester Henderson. And Pastor Jeffrey Scott, Lester Carr.
Yes,
God surrounded me.
with some of his best. And I praise him for that. Because I understand that our power is in our unity. I understand, you know, so many pastors have churches full of people that act like they hate each other.
That's right.
I praise God that I have a ministry. I am blessed to oversee a ministry where the people love one another.
Yes.
They really pray for one another.
Yes.
They don't begrudge or covet or envy one another.
Yes.
They don't feel the need to outdo one another, one up one another. But what they do, Father God, because of who their love for you, is they honor one another.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you for that, God. I thank you for all that you're doing in my life. And it is because of the people that you have placed in my path that I can be comfortable in my skin. I can stay in my lane. I can merely focus on what you're having me to do.
Lord.
And I thank you, Lord, for that confidence. I thank you for that blessed assurance. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, your Paracletos that lives on the inside of me and tells me when to turn right, left, how, when, where.
I don't even have to worry about that.
Thank you. There's this little thing called faith. I'm like Apostle Zeta. I live in the it's already done zone. I do. Because if it was important enough for me to go up there and talk to my father, I know it's important enough for him to do something about it.
Amen.
That's what I believe.
Yes, Lord.
I praise God for all the people that I get to pour into and I can help, because I love making people letting people know that they're as special as God says they are. Not man, but God. And I really love to show love. And it's beautiful to have a family where you can do that and not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't step on your feelings.
That's right.
They don't hold your love hostage. You know. Well, you love me that way. If you gonna be friends with Sister So and So, you can't be friends with me. Okay, bye.
All right.
But I praise God. I thank God for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no time for that. I'm gonna love all God's people, and I thank Him for giving me that ability. And I thank God for not letting me give up, for not letting me give out, for not allowing me to give in. I don't care what I was going through. A car accident, had to learn to walk again. A house fire where I could have lost everything.
Yeah.
But my house, hallelujah, was the only one. My apartment was the only one still standing. Hallelujah.
That's right.
It could have been me, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for all that He is doing in all of our lives. And what makes me happiest is knowing just how much He's blessing all of us. All of us.
And
you know, when we thank you, you don't have do nothing. When God does stuff, it's always pressed down, shaken together until running over.
That's right.
Somebody know
that's
what I'm
right.
talking about?
That's right.
You know, you just go up there and ask for something simple, and the Lord that gave it to you and gave you, you be like, wait a minute, I just asked for a meal. I did not ask for filet mignon.
I did not
ask for prime rib. I would have took a McDonald's hamburger. You done stood up here and fed me a whole prime rib dinner. You know? I know Mother Mitchell know what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
You know, the Lord don't
tell
play.
Like it is.
You know, the Lord don't play.
Like it is.
See, because he said, I will do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can even imagine.
Yes, Lord.
In our little humanity, you know, wishing our biggest dreams. Oh, we taking God our biggest dreams, we think. Or so we think. Yeah. And we go up there to the throne room, and you be he takes that and he go, oh, that's a, okay, we'll go, well, okay, you're going to do that, but you're going to do this and this and this too. And you be like, what? Lord Jesus. You know? But see, like I said, I only got one in my heart. I'm just grateful that, you know, the Lord treated, when it comes to my family, the Lord treated me just like my mom treated me when I used to be a kid and I'd have my friends over and it would be hot and I'd want a popsicle. But see, I would go to the door and I would add to look, my brothers would make me go to the door because I'm the only girl. And they just knew mama loved me best because I was the only girl, right? They sent me to the door to ask for the popsicles while all of them stood around the corner, see? And I was waiting to see if I was going to get one. And then when I got one, all of them would run around from the corner with their little sad faces looking. No, my mama going to get a popsicle. Oh, yeah, she's a big one. She fell for it every time. Just give it. But see, what God did be the same way.
Sure did.
When God is blessing
next
me, I'll be like this.
All
okay.
Had popsicles.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's the same way I am about this ministry. You know, the Lord gave me this wonderful farm. He gave me, he showed me how to do this. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I go to the Lord and I say, Lord, I thank you for this ministry. Can my mama come? Well, can my other mama come? Can my sister come too? Look, I study bringing people. Can they go too? If I'm global, I want them to be global too. Can they be global? I want them to be global too.
Yeah.
Well, I know I want them to go.
Yes, Lord.
I want, Father God, just help me to be the kind of servant leader that will help them, equip them so wherever they go, they can stand tall. They will know what they need to know and know how to do what to do. Okay? When they stand up, I don't care what church they go up in, what they ask them to do, I want every member of this ministry to be the kind of ministers that can say we can do, and do it right.
Amen.
And I want to thank God that he is allowing me to even be a small part of that. So I thank God for most of all for his people, for his provision. I thank God for the help. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So, you know, I just want all of you to know that God is so good. I thank God for my little sister, Terry. She's my neighbor. We going to fellowship tomorrow. Hallelujah. She know I'm trying to talk. Look. She know I'm already trying to talk up on some of that German chocolate cake, okay? I know she got German chocolate cake, y'all. I'm going to talk up on this cake, okay? Yeah. I be down there in a few, but she. Look, she my little sister, and I know she kind of shy, but I just wanted to acknowledge that I see her in here tonight, and I'm sure glad that she listened. And well, let me follow my spirit. Sister Terry, darling, would you like to have a word? Thank you. Okay, she good. I always like to check because, you know, y'all don't never want to leave nobody out. You know, I just do that because that's, you know, she's here and I know she's here and I just always want to give folks an opportunity to say hey to the Lord, you know. But I just praise God for all of you. I just want to thank God for what he's doing in all of our lives. And I'm just going to pray and dismiss us. Father God, I come to your throne right now in the name of Jesus. We just come thanking you, Lord, for all that you do, for who you are. We just come thanking you, Father God, that we know that you are the great I am. You are the way maker. There is none greater than you. We know that our security is in you. Our hope is in you. Our resources are in you. Lord, every good thing that we have comes from you. Every wonderful relation that we have, Lord God, is ordained by you. Hallelujah. And orchestrated by you. Father God, every good and perfect gift, every talent, everything that we do comes from you, oh God. I want to thank you that you gave us such anointed and such talented servant leaders, that can sing, play music, write books, write songs, hallelujah, all of that.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, we're going to utilize it to your glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord God, we thank you that we honor our elders. We thank you, Father God, that they honor us with their presence and their wisdom and their knowledge. We thank you, Father God,
thank
for the young
Lord.
People
thank
that want to be present, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every person that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, but they turn their lives over to you because of something they've heard here. Lord, we want to thank you that you allow us to go out all over this world. Father God, we know we're not worthy. We know we didn't earn it. We know we didn't deserve it. But you called us. You appointed us. You anointed us.
Yes.
And we are gladly going into all the world.
Thank
and we just want to say
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
We thank you for every opportunity to serve you.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
For just being able to receive all the things that are of you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the love. We thank you for that peace and that joy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you that you allow us to be able to have to long suffer. We thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of chaos, you give us sober minds because our minds are being renewed by your word every day.
Yes.
Father God, we just praise you.
Yes.
But in the midst of all this hatred, we have the courage to go boldly in love.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord, we just praise you right now that we know that you are bigger than anything, more powerful than anyone.
Yes, you are.
And our service is unto you and to you alone. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
And we give
you
all the honor and the glory and the praise. And Father, I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I am one contented, fulfilled servant of God. And I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
This is hallelujah. This has been Sister to Sister. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and of course, I was joined by my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott. We just thank you for tuning in tonight, just to say thank you to the Lord, just to give thanks to Father God for who He is. I want to say a special thank you to the mothers in the house, Mother Mitchell, Mother Givens, Mother Mattie. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you to the mighty servant leaders, Apostle Zeta, Apostle Holloway, Prophetess Holloway, Evangelist Michelle, of course, Pastor, hallelujah, Jeffrey Scott,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
We just want to say thank you. Thank you,
thank
you for all of them, Father God, and continue to use them in a mighty way. So we pray that you have a beautiful and blessed and bountiful Thanksgiving, because up in this house, like Mother Mattie said, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. We just glad the rest of y'all decide to catch up tomorrow, okay?
Because
you know how it is. Now, thanks to God, y'all know how it is. Some people don't go to church, but Christmas, Easter, and maybe Mother's Day. But other than that, they don't see no inside no church. And the only time they think about giving Jesus any kind of credit for anything is Christmas and Easter.
That's true.
Thanksgiving. That's it. So you know what? We're just going to have to praise him more. What we're going to have to do is start thanking him more so people can see us thank him, so they will come to know that we need to thank him every day. Let's not wait till next Thanksgiving to thank the Lord for something, okay? Let's do that every day, thanks to God.
We just want
to praise God for each and every one of you. We pray that, like I said, you have a beautiful and bountiful Thanksgiving, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do,
and from our household to your household. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everybody. God bless you.
Good night.
I love you so, so much. I love you, family.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless
you.
God bless all of you.
Everyone. I love you.
Love you all.
Love
you.
You. Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. We
thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you're worthy.
You. Yes, Lord, you are. You're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you.